All right, those of you that have stuck with us, thank you for doing so. We're moving into the third segment of our program, The Bigger Picture, Uniting True Faith and Right Political Action. I have in the studio with me Michael Marion, who is representative of the currently empowered folks who are doing things the right way in business and government, other things, a family man, a godly Christian, a godly husband of one wife, and a man very successful in what he does in contributing to the American economy. Mike, you have in your hand there a book. What's the title?
Title of this book is Shakedown, Exposing the Real Jesse Jackson.
And who wrote that?
That is written by Kenneth R. Timmerman.
Okay, I hope you folks are listening are going to have a chance to get to know who Ken Timmerman is. I've gotten to know him. He's a good friend. But he is the one that has really enlightened me through his incredible books of what's going on behind the scenes. Ken was a very liberal young man, international correspondent, who at the same time I was flying into Lebanon when it was in great distress, he was captured by some bad guys, let's just say, some Islamists. And during his being held, he became a Christian and began to see that the news media that he was serving wasn't doing things quite the right way. And so he became, instead of a liberal young person who didn't know the Lord, a strong Christian with very conservative views. And he has written some wonderful books. And Shakedown, Exposing the Real Jesse Jackson, is one of the first books I read many years ago that really helped me understand that something isn't right and bad people are doing some bad things. Okay, now the second book that you hold in your hand is what, Mike?
Here I have White Guilt, How Blacks and Whites Together Destroyed the Promise of the Civil Rights Era.
That's exactly right, and the author is?
That is written by Shelby Steele.
Is he a black guy or a white guy?
I believe he is a black gentleman.
He is, that's exactly right, and one of the great problems we have in America today is that we operate under a ridiculous, and I use that word carefully, ridiculous shadow of white guilt. We're told to assume guilt for things that we're not guilty of. Well, there's some stuff that's not really good, but the fact is the white population has been very productive and has produced a lot of good things in this culture that when we are ashamed of the good elements, we begin to be less effective in the culture. And then there's another book. And what's that title, the one in your hand, Michael?
Yeah, that book is Sellout, The Politics of Racial Betrayal, written by Randall Kennedy.
Randall Kennedy. He's a black guy, isn't he? Son of a gun. Yes, yeah. He is. And he makes a point as salient as that about white guilt. You know, the great force of the atom binds the atom together. And I think the black culture is a lot like the atom. There's a great force that binds it together, and those who begin to get outside the myopia of the black culture into the reality of the world are called sellouts. And I don't know there can possibly be a braver person in this country, a braver man, than a black man who has conservative Christian views and espouses them. Ben Carson, maybe? Can we think of a certain justice in the Supreme Court? Those guys get things 10 times worse than the rest of us do because they're called a sellout because of the power of the black culture atom that prevents electrons from escaping, if you will. It is as racist a group that I know in existence in the world. So, we've talked about Shakedown, White Guilt, and Sellout. How do we tie this together, Michael? We tie it together this way. Do you feel guilty about being a white guy?
I feel compelled to feel guilty about being a white guy.
Exactly. Okay.
You know, it's kind of fed to me, at least the last 20, 25 years, I can recall, mass media. But am I? No, I'm not.
Absolutely not. Say it again.
I said, no, I am not. You know, I operate from, I think, a godly inspired moral principle, judge people not by their skin, you know, but by their character. And that's what I try and practice throughout my career.
Okay, that's good.
Personal life, yeah.
Okay, so we have the issue of white guilt. We have the issue of being a sellout. But let's now flip back to the very first book that we discussed, Shakedown by Jesse Jackson. Tell me your opinion and give me some names of the folks that you see doing today what Jesse Jackson did 20, 30 years ago in his career. What's he doing and how's it contributing to our dissolution of culture?
So what comes to mind is folks like Benjamin Crump, right? So this gentleman seems to be at the forefront of every divisive, racially charged episode, right, in the country. So just like I would see Jesse Jackson back 30 years ago during similar events, I see Benjamin Crump these days doing similarly.
And he's a black attorney, right?
Yeah,
he's
right,
making
yeah.
a lot of money off what he's doing.
Black lawyer,
who's that little fellow standing right next to him all the time? The little pastor from New York that also decades.
Reverend Al Sharpton.
Reverend Al Sharpton right. that Rush Limbaugh loves so well.
Yeah. He's a peach.
All right. So let's ask this question then. If white men are supposed to feel guilty about things that they have done, how should people react to these opportunists that come along in race bait? Quick word.
Ignore.
Ignore. That's exactly right. Folks, we're going to continue this conversation in just a minute. We have some important issues that we want to put on the table. So come back and listen to us. Thank you.